And joining us by telephone now is Chef Colt Potin, who is in charge of the food festival, part of Festivals Acadien et Créole. Welcome. We're glad to have you with us. You know, I think a lot of people, when they hear Festivals Acadien et Créole, they think of the music, Cajun music, Creole music, Zydeco music, and forget why it's plural, festivals, because there are quite a number of events going on in addition to the music, and one of those is the festival that you're in charge of, a very important part of this festival, I would say.
Definitely. Cooking demonstrations.
Yes.
Pre-cooking demonstrations for the public.
That's right. So there's a lot of food out there, but in addition to just being able to acquire food, you all are helping to educate people about the culture and food, and that's very important to you. Maybe just give us a bit of your background and how you became a chef first.
Well, I'm Chef Colt Potin. I'm a chef instructor at Louisiana Culinary Institute here in Baton Rouge, and we educate our students on basic cooking techniques, but also with our passion is based off of Louisiana cuisine, Cajun and Creole culture. And so I've always loved the festival, and I've been involved a few years now doing cooking demonstrations, and not only are we going to provide great food, but we're going to give you a little educational background on some of these Cajun and Creole dishes, you know, such as jambalaya, you know, jambalaya versus the traditional paella. We'll give you a little bit of history. But not only you get to see a live cooking demo, but you get the chance to try the creations that the chefs are doing. I always wanted to learn how to make corn makshu. It's very flavorful, a little Indian dish. And so we're going to have a number of different chefs from Saturday all the way through Sunday cooking amazing food.
Well, you have a real variety of people who come to this festival. Obviously, there are locals, people who are from all around South Louisiana, but there are people from around the country and around the world who come to this festival. So you're having to balance talking to local people who have fierce opinions about how things should be made and those people who really don't know anything about preparing Cajun and Creole food. How do you prepare for that when you set up these cooking demonstrations, the wide variety of people who come to the festival?
We talk about the options. We talk about, here, this is just one item. This is one of the things that we cook from the melting pot of Louisiana. This is one of the cultures, one of the ingredients that might go into a dish. But then we give them options. We say, well, if you add this to it, it gives you a different variation. And we give a chance at the very end for a question and answer. And we go around, and you have people from that's been born and raised in Louisiana asking very good questions. And then we have guests from around the world coming in and saying, hey, could you clarify this? You know, in classic French cuisine, we make a roux with flour. But in Cajun Creole, we'll use vegetable oil to make our roux for a gumbo. And so you get a chance to just, you know, go with the crowd and give them that background of that it's cooking. As long as you're having fun and you're entertaining and you're enjoying what you're doing, it's, you know, you're going to enjoy what you eat.
Well, imparting enjoyment sounds like a major part of what you do with the cooking demonstrations. So maybe we can go throughout the 2 days. Or do you start on Saturday or do you actually start on Friday?
We do on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
45. We're going to have Chef Agnes Capapello. She's going to be coming talking about some classic French and Italian cuisine and the influences on Cajun and Creole culture. About 12:45 to 1:30, we have Louisiana Culinary Institute's Michael Schifetti. We're going to do a paella versus jambalaya. Then next, we have Whole Foods coming out. They're going to talk about corn makshu. We also have George Graham, a great chef, great author. He's got Acadiana Table. And I believe he's going to do something maybe about gumbo. And then to finish off Saturday, I have the guys coming out from LA 31, and we're going to do a little beer tasting, and I'm also going to cook a New Orleans-style barbecue shrimp and grits. So you're going to get a chance to try a little bit of beer. You're going to get a chance to see it being cooked inside of a dish, and then that brings us into Sunday, where Sunday at about 11:45, we have the Boudin Link coming up, and then we're going to do some traditional Boudin recipes and some creative uses using the Boudin. About 12:45, Paul Io, he's over at the farmer's market every Saturday in Lafayette. He makes his own bacon, and we're going to talk about cured meats, so the charcuterie side of the Cajun and Creole world. We also have another chef coming in to talk about crawfish etouffee. And then we, to finish off on that Sunday, some good buddy of mine's, they have this little TV show called Grilling with the Guru. And they're going to come and film an episode. They're going to talk about, we're kind of still in the debate of what they're cooking, but their whole equipment that they use is based off of a grill. And so I have a feeling they're going to do some type of griots or some slow-cooked meats. And it's going to be great food both days, a lot of fun. Like I said, it's free. You know, you're going to hear the music in the background. I can't see a better place to spend my Saturday and Sunday than at Festival Acadien at Creole.
Well, I want to let people know who are just tuning in. My guest by telephone from Baton Rouge is Chef Colt Patin, who is in charge of the cuisine part of Festivals Acadien et Creole, the cooking demonstrations at the festival this weekend. And he will be offering a variety of workshops. I can imagine, Chef Patin, that there will be people who just stay there the entire festival. And you could get like a little mini degree in culinary science there, I think. South Louisiana Culinary Science.
I've been doing the last couple of years is getting around and talking with the guests. And I've met individuals that literally from around the world, they come in and they come for the cooking demonstrations. They are so enthused. And they're like, Chef, we're here for the cooking. The music is lanyap. I'm like, that touches my heart. I'm grateful that they come out, and that tells me we're doing a great thing. And, you know, it's all about, you know, the showcasing the good food, but also touches with that educational background, because that's the part we want to learn. We want to know the roots of where our food is coming from.
And you're really a culinary artist, and so you belong along with those other musical artists as well. And as we mentioned earlier, you know, there's a lot of food that people can procure at the festival, different vendors, but so many of them they don't want to just taste it there and then never get to taste it again. So your demonstrations allow them to take that home with them, whether they're from here or far away. They can learn how to recreate some of those tastes they encounter at the festival.
Definitely.
Now, you mentioned that you'll be involved in making the barbecued shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm also going to be helping out with doing the boudin with the boudin link.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm pretty much the MC both days. I'm there to coordinate with the chefs to ask the questions that don't come up throughout the demo, to help them promote themselves and their business. We bring some students from the culinary school to network and help out as little sous chefs. And so, you know, it's a labor of love. You know, this is a free festival. You have so many different volunteers that help put this on. And you know what? It's one of those items in my life that I can't say that, you know, I will always go to the festival. It's always, you know, a great thing to do each year after year.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you said, if you're the MC, you really get to have some great discussions with people throughout the festival, the 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. And as an educator, you're able to ask those questions, frame those questions that really guide people. People who go to the workshops may not know exactly what to ask or how to express what they're uncertain about. So as an educator, you're really equipped to do that. So are there any other special dishes that you think we should really look out for? I mean, all the workshops are going to be great, but the boudin and the barbecued shrimp you're doing, you mentioned jambalaya, gumbo, any others that we should not miss?
I have a feeling we're going to have a little sauce piquant action.
Ah, okay. Turtle sauce piquant or?
It's probably going to be alligator.
Okay.
Showcase our Louisiana gator.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference in the way you make alligator sauce piquant and turtle sauce piquant?
They're pretty much the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have that rich, thick brown gravy that has a hint of tomato. It's going to be a sauce piquant, meaning a little bit of spicy. Usually it's that because you're using a wild game, such as that alligator or the turtle, that has a very distinct flavor with it on its own. And so you're having to take some ingredients that can compete against those robust flavors of that wild game And so a sauce piquant is really there to showcase bold flavors and serve it over rice or with pasta, and you're good.
Mm. I think our listeners can see why the festival has chosen you and kept you as the person in charge of the food festival. You know so much, and you certainly make it sound incredibly appetizing. So if you are tuning in, you're listening to Chef Colt Patin, who has put together all of the cooking demonstrations that you can see and enjoy at Festivals Acadien et Créole this weekend in Girard Park. The complete list of cooking demonstrations can be found on the festival website, Chef Patin?
Correct.
All right, so you can go to the festival website, get a complete listing of workshops, and be there either for your favorite dish or a dish that you don't know much about, or perhaps just for the entire experience, learn mm-hmm. all of these dishes.
We're under a big tent. We got some comfortable chairs, some good food. You can hear the music in the background, and you're getting a chance to see the chefs and network, and you might have that question that might be something totally different,
mm-hmm.
a different technique or different play on something, and it's a great chance to learn some Creole and Cajun culture, some history about some food, try some really good food, and just have a fun time.
Now, where is that tent going to be on the festival grounds?
It should be, it should be in the same location as last year, I believe, right off of Girard Park Lane.
So not too far from where all of the food is.
Right next to the food court.
Yeah. All right. Well, just look for that tent near the food court, and it's a little shady, and there are chairs, and again, you can learn so much about our foodways from Chef Colt Patin. Well, thank you so much for taking a moment out of your very busy schedule, not only doing your job, but getting ready for this weekend as well. We appreciate it, and you've inspired our taste buds to head on down to the festival.
Thank you for having me and helping promote about this great festival.
All right. Thank you so much, Chef Patin. Now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the program I Want to Sing Right, Rediscovering Lomax in the Evangeline Country. E-Town is here taping these shows to create programs out of. And tonight are the tradition bearers. There will be Cedric Watson and Desiree Champagne, Jeffrey Broussard and his sisters, and Savoy, Michael Doucet, and others. They're joined by the house band, Chad Viator, Joel Savoy, Philippe Biadeau, Danny DeVillier, and of course, Nick and Helen Forrester will be on stage as well, and they'll be giving an achievement award, and you'll get to be part of this live radio taping. For more information about ticket availability, you can call the Acadiana Center for the Arts. As well, at the Hilliard University Art Museum this evening from 6 to 8 p.m., Chris Segura and Anya Burgess will be leading a special tour of the exhibit Crafting the Louisiana Sound, that draws on their personal experiences as musicians. All are invited to attend. The Hilliard is open until 8 every Wednesday, and then they have special programs, often having to do with an exhibit that's on display. And so this evening, you can hear more about the exhibit Crafting the Louisiana Sound. The curators will be there guiding that tour. In Angel Hall on the UL campus this evening, cellist Craig Holtgren will be giving a solo cello concert. He is a contemporary cellist and performs the music of contemporary composers. The program will include compositions for electric cello, New York dance music, shape note singing, and some improvisation as well. The concert begins at 7:30 in Angel Hall. All are invited to attend. This evening, there will be a very special lecture on the UL campus in Oliver Hall, which is the computer science building. Former Governor Kathleen Blanco will give a talk about Senator Edgar G. Mouton. The topic of her lecture, the title of her lecture, is Senator Mouton, Legislator, Humanitarian, Philanthropist, and Orator. That will start at 7:30 in Oliver Hall in the auditorium, room 112. All are invited to attend that lecture. It is sponsored by the George Rodrigue Lectureship and the Flora Plonsky Levy Endowment in the Humanities. For more information, you can contact the English department, but you can just show up. There is a parking garage right near Oliver Hall, which makes it easy to park on campus in the evening. In downtown Lafayette, there's another program called Paroles et Musique, Célébration du Français, Words and Music, a Celebration of French. You can hear some writers, including David Cherami, Agnès Courville, Brenda Mounier, Maggie Perkins, Kirby Jambon, and Mae Wagner. They will be reading their poetry and prose. And then musicians Barry Osley and Sam Broussard and Megan Brown will be performing en français as well. In addition to the poets and musicians who will perform, there is an art exhibit that opens at 315 Jefferson Street as well. Photographs of Mardi Gras maskers by Barry Osley will be on the walls, as well as mythical mask paintings by painter Leroy Evans. That opens this evening in addition to the Words and Music program at 315 Jefferson Street in downtown Lafayette, that is at Glide Studio. In order to get tickets, you can go to their Eventbrite site, look for Paroles et Musique, or I think you can get tickets at the door this evening. In Generette, the Generette Museum will have a World War I history talk given by Professors Paul Wilson and Kurt Stiegler, who are at Nicholls State University. All are invited to attend that talk and discussion about World War I. Tomorrow, the 5th Annual Gaines Lecture will take place on the UL campus in Dupre Library. The Gaines Center is hosting Dr. Herman Beavers. He is a well-known scholar and writer. His body of work includes the book Wrestling Angels into Song, which looks at the work of Dr. Gaines and James Allen McPherson. That will be at 11 o'clock tomorrow on Thursday. All are invited to attend at the Gaines Center on the third floor of Dupre Library. And at Vermilionville tomorrow, UL Lafayette Center for Louisiana Studies will host a symposium on South Louisiana Instrument Building. That will be in the Performance Center at Vermilionville. You need to register ahead of time by going to the Eventbrite site. Just look for Crafting the South Louisiana Sound, Tools of Cajun and Creole Music, or you can call the Center for Louisiana Studies here on the UL campus. That's tomorrow. It starts at 9 a.m. and goes until around 4:30, at which time there will be closing remarks for the event. And then afterwards, there will be a book launch, a French book launch at 5:30. That will be at the Center, the Centre International de Lafayette, and there will be books. One is an anthology of French language literature from 1682 on, and that was edited by Barry Osley, Mate Alain, Mae Wagner, and Tamara Lindner. So that should be pretty exciting, the launch of that book. There will also be a number of others, including a book of poetry by Kirby Jambon and David Cherami as well. That will be downtown Lafayette, 5:30 tomorrow at the Centre International de Lafayette on Jefferson Street. And many of these writers and books will be at the festival in the merchandise tent, so you can find out more about their books, talk with them, and perhaps get a copy as well. We'll be speaking with Jean Frigault tomorrow more about those books and that particular event, the book launch. Bach Lunch will feature Major Handy and Lil Buck Senegal on Friday, noon until 1 o'clock in downtown Lafayette at Parc Sanssouci. And then, of course, the festival kicks off on Friday. KRVS will be carrying the festival live from Girard Park Saturday and Sunday. So please tell your friends who live away or are sitting on their front porch getting ready for the festival that they can tune into KRVS, either streaming it or listening to the radio all weekend long. You can find out a schedule of performers by going to the festival's Acadien et Creole website and and following that that list of performers as well. And on Friday, the festival does kick off on Friday in the park, but we will just carry the Saturday and Sunday lineup of musicians. Opening on Friday in downtown Lafayette, A Streetcar Named Desire, a play by Tennessee Williams that will be performed at Cité des Arts. It opens tomorrow evening, runs through this weekend and the following. For further information, you can go to the Lauren Riley Elliott Company website or the Cité des Arts website. In Lake Charles, there will be a performance at the First United Methodist Church. That is a part of the Louisiana Choral Foundation. They kick off their season on Friday, and it will be performed on Friday and on Sunday. The Friday performance will be at 7:30, and the Sunday performance will be at 3 o'clock. The fall concert is called Songs of Praise and Thanksgiving. So please join us this weekend with that great festival broadcast that we've been doing for decades now. We hope you'll stay with us. And then our fundraiser starts next week on Friday, October 20th, with the Blues Box on that Friday. And we hope that you will join us for that as well. We'll be letting you know more about that throughout next week. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs by searching for the program and looking for the date. And you can listen to it on any device, and you can share that link with friends as well. You can make a contribution to KRVS if your membership is up or you want to do it while you're thinking about it. Click the donate button. It takes you to one simple page that you can fill out and make your contribution. If you'd like to find out other ways to support KRVS, click on that support button, and you can find out more, including how to participate in our vehicle donation program. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7, it's This American Life. At 8, the TED Radio Hour. At 9, Radio Lab. At 10, it's Snap Judgment. And at 11, Music from the Hearts of Space. In just a few moments, we will join NPR's All Things Considered.
Support for KRVS comes from Cox Communications, offering Connect to Compete, C2C, a discounted internet service for K-12 students on free or reduced lunch. Cox supports closing the gap in the digital divide through C2C and a local technology partnership with Boys and Girls Club of Acadiana. For information, the website is cox.com/C2C.
Support for KRVS comes from the College of the Arts at UL Lafayette, where students and faculty are working towards a more meaningful and creative future, offering professional degrees in visual arts, music, performing arts, architecture, and design. For information, the phone number is 337-482-6224 or online at arts.louisiana.edu.
This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette.